video on love and sex with Dee Mae Roberts. She's going to talk with folks from Threesome, a play at Portland Center Stage, and later on the guest is Dr. Ruth, and we'll get all to that in just a moment. First, this message.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Crema Bakery, located at 2728 Southeast Ankeny Street, serving morning pastries, coffee, teas, cakes, sandwiches, and soups. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located at 0315 Southwest Montgomery Street, serving breakfast, sandwiches, salads, and burgers along the Willamette River. Dinner was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street, a locally owned neighborhood joint offering pizza, pinball, and cold beer since the spring of 2014.
Love, sex, and therapy. That's the theme of the one-hour special edition of Stage and Studio. We're going till noon today, and we'll be talking
with about the complexities of love, sex, and therapy. First up, we'll talk with actors who are in the play Threesome by Yousef El Jindi at Portland Center Stage, and the play focuses on a three-way dynamics of an Egyptian couple and a relative stranger who spend the night together. Then in the second half hour, we talk with Triangle Productions' Don Horn and veteran actress Wendy Westerwill about the famed sex therapist Dr. Ruth. Two very different looks at love, sex, and therapy. Plus, we'll be offering tickets for memberships. You can donate online at kboo.fm or call now at 1-877-500-KBOO. Stay with us for this one-hour membership drive edition of Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. With me in the KBOO studio are the cast of Threesome. And it's Alia Atala. Thank you. And welcome to Stage and Studio. Dominic Rains. Welcome. And Quinn Franzen.
Hello.
Welcome, all from Portland Center Stage's Threesome. Welcome to Stage and Studio. Now, you're all performing a play called Threesome. It's by Yousef El Jindi. And the show runs till March 8th at Portland Center Stage. And it's gotten some very favorable reviews for all three of you. It's incredible the reaction that people have to the show. And it's a co-production with A Contemporary Theater in Seattle. And you'll be living the show for some time yet. Mm-hmm. How much longer after the run at Portland Center Stage will you be performing this play?
So it comes to ACT Theater in Seattle in June, but we all have like 2.5 months off before we jump back into tech.
Okay, all right. So that's good. You can bring some fresh ideas to it too. I mean, sometimes, you know, after a run, it'll be a whole nother situation.
Right, it'll settle for a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's great to have another shot at it too, but from what I've heard, It's incredible, and I want to talk to you all about that. Now, Threesome is about a married Egyptian couple who are having some difficulties, some marriage difficulties, and they invite a relative stranger. So, Alia, that's you, and Dominic are the Egyptian couple, mm-hmm. and Quinn, you're the relative stranger who comes into the bedroom all of a sudden. And, you know, the first half, I understand, is very funny. and there's some awkwardness about the situation and that kind of thing. But then it starts off into a more complex play at the by the second act. So let's talk a little bit about some of the characters. How would you describe Alia?
Layla is my character. Layla, she's very fierce. She has very strong, she's very strong-willed. And she's a writer. She's has moved to the U.S. Fairly recently, though it's not defined in the script exactly how long she's been there. But I think we said about 4 to 5 years. When we were exploring and doing table work with Youssef. She's incredibly politically active and passionate about the Arab Spring issues going on in her country, her motherland back at home in Cairo. And I think, like many immigrants who come here, is having a difficult time assimilating, finding, you know, where she stands on certain issues, culturally, sociopolitically, and otherwise. And that kind of gets channeled into this experience that she has with Rashid and Doug, which is, yes, outrageously funny. And yet the comedy is sort of a lid to this, the undercurrent of what she's truly passionate about, which is about equality for women and, being strong and being accepted for that.
Well, let's go through. And Dominic, how would you describe your character?
I've never been good at doing this part. But, he's an Egyptian American, very westernized. Pretty much follows along the lines of what Ali was expressing about Layla. Kind of has had one foot in, one foot out, in between both cultures, which has also, I think, affected his identity growing up, and then also how he deals with being a Western man, being open-minded, and at the same time feeling obligated to what the East has kind of, with his family and his culture, is kind of like implemented onto who he is as a human being, trying to, I guess, find a way to make it all work and within the midst of all the confusion. I don't know, it was kind of like a...
No, I mean, it's very contemporary, and there are political issues surrounding it, but it really is about this married couple.
And they're not married.
Yeah, they're actually not married.
They're not married.
No. Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, okay. And, so that changes the dynamics, too.
Yeah.
Well, they've been longtime partners.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so this really tests their relationship, too. Or is it an effort to bring...
Well, their relationship was tested 2 years prior during the Arab Spring.
Right, right.
And that's more the backstory. And then coming to where we are now in the play, conversations have come up, which, slowly it starts to unravel, obviously, through the comedy, but then what goes into the darker side of that undercurrent. And... I don't know what I'm saying here.
Well, Quinn, tell us about your character then, as the stranger who comes into the situation.
Sure. So Doug is kind of a classic West Coast dude. He is... Oh, Doug. he's really excited to be involved. He's thrilled to be there. He's on his own journey. He's very... simultaneously dealing with a lot of personal issues, which make him superficially pretty insecure, but he's trying to deal with it by puffing out his chest and just not caring what people think and dancing like nobody's watching. I think he's very, like, he has a very strong idea of the person he actually wants to be. And I think no one really knows when this threesome gets set up how... unfortunately, everyone's underlying stuff lines up. It ends up being sort of a perfect storm of personalities and neuroses.
Do Did you all know each other before you started working on this show? Because you all come from different parts of the country.
No idea.
Yeah, we're from all over.
You're from all over. So how is it when you're working on something this intimate? Because it is about a threesome. And how is it when you start to get to know each other as actors, but then also as characters? And it requires a lot of physical intimacy and nudity. So how is it, working in getting to know each other so that you can be that trusting of each other? Are there some things that you underwent with some exercises or anything?
At the beginning process, we did Viewpoints with Chris Coleman and Barbara Hort, who was our resident dramaturge and psychodrama therapist.
Psychodrama therapist, I think.
Wow.
We were really lucky to have an amazing therapist with
us. How did she work with you all?
She, honestly, the biggest thing she did was give her presence and her time. She is a, I'm going to say this incorrectly, Jungian analyst. And she has her PhD, and she got to know Chris Coleman, the artistic director, through she was at first a donor to the theater, and then he was working on a production of Sweeney Todd in which he wanted to do some exploration of the psyche of homeless people. And so he brought her in, and she loved it so much that she astoundingly and generously donated her time and was there every single day, basically without fail, giving her attention to us. And then occasionally she would pipe up that there are issues in the play that circle around sexual assault and rape, and there would be choices that I would be exploring and trying, and she would just kind of weigh in and say, you know what, that to me is really true of people with trauma or that kind of trauma, or you might want to think about this. And
because it brings up a lot of your own personal experiences too. And I think that's a fascinating idea to have a therapist there who can, you know, just sort of be there in case something does come up for you.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't often happen in theater.
No.
You know, you're kind of left on your own to deal with it.
Yeah, and it was also great for me because it's one thing to understand the psyche of the victim, but also to understand the psyche of the person who is in and around the victim. Mm-hmm. It was nice to get that perspective. But to go back to your question, I think also, we read the script, so you get a good idea that you're going to have to be intimate. So you just, at some point you're just going to have to just jump in, which fortunately with all three of us, I felt like, we had a good understanding of that, and we've had a lot of fun together. So, so it hasn't been like oh God, I got to do this. In fact, you should take over.
Well, I think it's kind of nice that we're all
tell the story that like where Chris was like not today, and then finally.
So Doug spends a large amount of Act One completely naked. So
your character,
my character, Doug. Yes,
not
some
person.
Stranger who comes into the theater every night. It's me.
La 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 la.
So you have to be really comfortable with that. So does comedy help you with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think over the course of the entire rehearsal process, I mean, one, obviously, we sort of wade into it by just having a small room of the people we've been working on the play the whole time with. But also as you develop your character, you know, it feels like you're wearing a mask, ideally over your whole body, full body mask,
an invisible mask.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, I felt honestly day one, I was just like so thrilled with the team because I was like, okay, I feel very safe. Like, I think we're going to do this right.
And that's important. That's very important to have that safety.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah
absolutely.
Yeah.
They've definitely provided that for us. PCS has been fantastic.
Yeah, they're like a family. It's pretty amazing, actually.
And I think you have to get that closeness in a play this intimate. It's both physically and emotionally intimate.
Mm-hmm, totally.
The great thing was, though, that Quinn was really rearing to go with the nudity.
I just wanted to be comfortable by the time we opened.
No pun intended. Well, Portland Center Stage presents Threesome by Yusuf El Jindi, and the show's at the Ellen By Theater at the Girding at the Army, and that's located at 128 Northwest 11th Avenue in Portland. And for info on both shows, on this show, go to pcs.org, and you can also call them at 503-445-3700 or go to stageandstudio.org. Where I have this info. Now, I want to talk more about the play. We're going to do a little membership break here, and we're going to talk also about your movie that's coming up, Dominic, called A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. That's going to be opening at Cinema 21 on February 20th. But first, we need to check in with the membership drive. How's it going?
Ah, thank you so much, D-May. We're making great progress, and we're just briefly interrupting Stage and Studio to remind the listeners that the only way you get this kind of arts and culture programming, this raw, in-the-buff kind of arts and culture programming, is by keeping the lights on here at the Mighty 90.7, your community radio station. You can call us toll-free, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KB. B-O-O. As a thank you gift, when you call and start or renew your membership, we have three pairs of tickets to see Threesome at Portland Center Stage. That's for a modest $90 gift. And let me do a little math here. That's $7.50 a month. That is not a liable to break the bank, even for those of us who aren't cash rich. Three pairs of tickets for a $90 gift, and you can call and get that set up at 877-500-KBOO. You know, I was thinking there's something very generous going on right here. D-May has been long very generous with her time creating these shows. She's been doing this, a beacon in the wilderness, when there wasn't any place else to get this information. She's been generous. You listeners have been generous with your time in the form of listening. Most of you listen several hours a day, and you've been listening for a long time to this radio university. Now we're asking you to be generous right now for just a moment when it counts the very most by starting or renewing your membership at 877-500-5266. I'm so happy to welcome Slate on board from Beaverton, a new member. Thank you so much. And Ellen in Manning, Oregon has renewed. Thank you so much. Let's add several more, both new and renewing. Three pairs of tickets at the $90 minimum level to see Threesome at Portland Center Stage. That's running through March 8th. We're really hoping you will get on the phone right now. Show your support for arts and culture programming that's really bringing you the news in the raw and not just delivering you into the hands of corporate advertisers. 877-500-5266. It is our winter membership drive, and we're going to hand it back to Stage and Studio here because we're trying to get you as much programming as we can, but the only way we're able to do that is because of your generosity, listeners. Call right now, toll free, 877-500-5266.
I'm Demi Roberts, Stage and Studio. Here with me is Alia Atala and Dominic Rains and Quinn Friends, and all from the Portland Center Stage production of Threesome, which has gotten some incredible reviews. Alia, how does, I guess, Threesome challenge the Western exoticism of Middle Eastern women? I mean, that's a big theme in the play.
Sure. Well, it does it by pulling out all the stereotypes.
Because she's unusual, I mean, as far as what people might think of what a Middle Eastern woman might be if they were to stereotype.
Yes, definitely. I mean, from the Western stereotypical perspective, yes, she is very... you know, could be considered very two-dimensional. However, the playwright has very carefully constructed it so that a lot of the stereotypes get addressed. Everything from the set change in the second act, it's this very elaborate sort of 1001 Nights kind of theme, kind of, you know, looking set with pillows, and it looks very harem-esque. and Layla has a huge reaction.
Oh, I bet you she has
a
real reaction
problem
to that
with
one.
That.
Yeah. Well, is there a specific scene that really hits home for you when you're playing this character, Layla?
Yeah.
I suspect it changes every performance, but is there one particular that really connected with you?
Yeah, there's a huge scene in the second act between me and Rashid where the issue is forced to its crisis, and the underlying problems that they have are brought to a head. And for the first time, we get the release, the payoff from what all of that comedy, the pressure and the tension that that comedy has created by masking what's really going on for them underneath. There's this kind of opening of the floodgates, I think, in that scene where everything that's been repressed and not said up until that point gets said in a highly explicit way. And yet there's no there. There's no one significant resolution. There's lots of truths, if you will, with small t's. But it's something that they both have to face, and I think the play is driving towards that point.
It must be very powerful to play this character because there's such a range and such complexity, and often that can be pretty rare for women of color.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a gift. From an acting perspective, this role is such a gift because it's like you really get to work your chops out. You know, I mean, the first act is all timing and comedy and listening to the audience, with at the same time having a knowledge of where the what your trajectory is, where you're headed, which is, like I said, this sort of payoff at the end. Mm-hmm. The purpose and the meaning of all of this. And then it goes to a quite dramatic place. So I feel like I'm crossing over a lot of genres there.
And a big workout, too.
Yeah,
I want to bring Dominic and Quinn into this. The question I've been asking is there a specific scene that hits home for you that in Threesome that really, you know, I guess reaches you on a more personal level, perhaps? I don't know. Either one of you want to take that on?
I'll just piggyback what Ali was saying because she was very articulate and spoke for me in that, in regards to that, also the whole play, but also act two for sure. But for me, on a personal note, is probably, you know, I was born in Iran and I left at the age of two. So I grew up between London, the States, and so I grew up a very Western kid. But it was interesting growing up, I always felt like I had one foot in coming home and then go to school and have one foot out and trying to figure out where I was, you know, and growing older, it was just kind of like, I was very confused at times. You know, I didn't know, I felt like I dealt with a lot of identity issues, trying to see where I was and what made sense to me, and then come home and then deal with the red tape that existed there with my father, who was more traditional in that sense, whereas my mom was very Western, and she was raised very Western. So I think dealing with Rashid and a person who, you know, feels very obligated to his Eastern culture, but at the same time wants to show a kind of a progressive mindset, especially with his girlfriend, it kind of has him in kind of a flip-flop state where his confusion builds to this frustration and this underlying kind of anger that exists, that he is, that deals with a lot of his own ego and a lot of his own pride and trying to overcome that in the situation where he's having to face new information that he's been given and still hold true to what he's, some sort of oath that he's created between himself and his girlfriend.
Wow.
And not come out as a jerk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Being misunderstood is a big part, like it has been a big theme, and I feel for Rashid that's been a big part of my life.
Very
that I would
well
say
said.
Act two is definitely a projection of that.
Wonderful. And how about you, Quinn? Is there a particular part that really, you know, resonates with you in the show?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a moment towards the end of Act Two where Doug is alone with Layla and ends up kind of for the first time in the show, in a way, being comfortable enough to share like very deep personal, I don't want to reveal too much, but something, an event in his life that's shaped it since it's happened. And up until that point, I think Doug is a stranger, and Layla and Rashid are such the personal touchstones of the play for the audience, I think. And Doug in the first act ends up being frequently just a bit of a comic relief. And, you know, you don't get to see him in a comfortable place. You don't get to see him. You get to see some very intimate parts of him, but you don't get to really get a sense of who he is. And there's a part in Act Two, which when I first read the play really stuck out to me, because I was like, oh my God, he's a human. Because he can be such an innocent, but he's had some very dark things happen to him, and he's also done some things that are fairly dark but still in that same sort of like corn-fed American boy. I don't know. It shows the dark side of his masculinity in a really complex and beautiful way, I think.
I mean, it touches upon so many themes in Threesome, and I mean, it starts off as this almost farcical comedy in some respects, mm-hmm. and then it really gives you the full breadth and depth of these characters in the second mm-hmm. act. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I can't think of for an actor what more you would want, you know, as far as playing a broad range character that has so much depth to it,
yeah.
and so much complexity. So kudos to you both, all three of you, I mean, for both the threesome. So in the time remaining, Dominic, tell us about your film, because I just found out about this, that a girl walks home alone at night. And I saw the trailer, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it seems like it's, I don't want, you know, it actually calls itself an Iranian vampire Western art house film.
Yes.
That's what it calls itself. I didn't say that.
No, that is. That's what it calls itself. Yes.
I mean, it sounds like it's beautifully shot, and it's all black and white.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It looks pretty amazing, actually.
It is. It is. It's a incredible film. I remember being at Sundance last year. And
oh, wow. How exciting was that? Yeah.
It was fantastic. Yeah. And I just remember as I was watching the movie, I stopped like 30 minutes to 45 minutes in. I was like, I'm in this movie.
I'm in this movie.
It was, it's so beautifully done. Anna Lily Amirpour, who is the writer and director, she wrote this as a short film back in 2011, I want to say.
Mm.
She asked me if I would be in it, and I'm not going to, you know, be anything more than an extra, but you know, I had seen her short films, and she has an incredible vision. So I was like, "Look, I'll be a tree if you want me to."
Well, you're probably more than a tree, right? I hope.
Well, that was the short film.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just a very small thing of me playing backgammon with the other character, and a year and a half goes by, and she sends me an email, and she goes, "Hey, so here is the short film, and here is the full-length script. I wrote the part of Saeed for you." So I read the script. I was pretty blown away, because in all the years that I've, you know, been fortunate enough to be an actor and to have come across the many scripts that I have, this was by far one of my favorite.
Wow.
It wasn't until about a year later, or almost a year later, not even, that we started filming. And basically, it's a strong genre film, and it really plays on some great films. It's almost like an homage to a lot of like David Lynch's films and Quentin Tarantino. It's got that a very strong Sergio Leone. Kind of like the Western
spaghetti.
Well,
Western.
They say this, yeah. that aspect of it is, you know how like in some of his films, you'll see all of a sudden like they'll cut to a scene, or you'll be in a scene, but they'll cut to a frame of like the water dripping.
Right.
And then they'll cut back to like, you know, the actor, the gunfighter, yeah. and he's just, you see maybe a twitch in his eye, yeah. and then you switch back. So it's this very slow,
yeah.
lot of tension. Yeah. 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 And so she built this scene. That's the Western aspect of it. It is shot all in black and white. And it's all in Farsi, but it is subtitled. But it's a beautiful film. I don't know if you ever saw the film Let the Right One In. It was a sweet, that was also kind of like, Gummo by Harmony Korine were inspirations behind the film as well.
Well, it looks incredible. And that film, Girl Walks Home Alone at Night,
yeah.
it starts at February 20th at Cinema 21 and here in Portland. So
I
highly recommend it.
Say one more.
No, that's yeah.
Well, I was just gonna say it is. If anybody wants to know what it is, it's more a love story. I know it's a vampire is in there, and so a lot of people want to say
vampires
it's a horror
are
film.
Always in love.
Sure,
come
but
on.
yes, true. But it's definitely the idea is can love exist in Bad City?
Well. It have a chance to see Dominic Raines in the film and in Threesome with Alia Atala and Dominic Raines. And I want to thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you.
And have a continued great run. Because here and in Seattle, when you all get back together, it'll be a big reunion for you. Portland mm-hmm. Center Stage presents Threesome by Yusuf El Gundy. The show is in the Ellen By Studio at Girding Theater at the Armory, 128 Northwest 11th Avenue in Portland. For info, go to pcs.org or call 503-44-53700 or stageandstudio.org. And up next, we have Don Horn and Wendy Westerwill from Becoming Dr. Ruth, the complete flip side of this. Right now, we have tickets to Threesome and A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, and also a pair of tickets to Artist Reps Tribes if you become a member or renew your membership at 1-877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. I'm going to turn it over to Membership Central and to see how we're doing.
All right. Thanks very much, D-May. And that was a fabulous interview. You know, in an increasingly zombie world, it's nice to see some vampires representing here. So we very much appreciate that. And we're briefly interrupting this special extended stage in studio to remind you that it's our membership drive. And the only way you receive this arts and culture programming is because you make it possible when you call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. And I still have a few pairs of tickets to see Threesome at Portland Center Stage. It looks like three pair, $90 gift. We'll get that into your hands if you call right now at 877-500-KBOO. I do also have one pair of tickets, as D-May said, to Tribes. And that's through the Artist Repertory Theater. That's a $90 gift. You know, when we were listening to Dr. Cornel West this morning, he was talking about moral integrity and how does integrity face repression? And in listening to this interview, I think that one of the answers is art. It's not just moral integrity, it's artistic integrity. And that's what you've come to expect from D-May and Stage and Studio. And you've been getting it week after week, year after year. That doesn't make her old. It makes her seasoned, wizened, and experienced. And we're asking you to call in and make sure that she makes her goal. We actually, we've got a goal of $1,000, and there's still room for you to call 877-500-5266. If 10 of you would start or renew a membership at the $100 level, that would take care of it. Many hands make light lifting. 20 of you at the $50 level, that would do it. Or maybe 5 of you doing $200. As you see, there's a lot of ways to add it up, but it all comes down to one phone call at a time. 877-500-5266. And when you do that, you're also going to be entered into a sweepstakes, and you'll be liable to win $300 in gift certificates to Portland Saturday Market, plus 4 months of Tai Chi training through the Taoist Tai Chi Society. You'll get entered into that sweepstakes just by calling, particularly when you start or renew a monthly deduction, whether that's $5 a month or $20 a month to get the KBOO hoodie. What that allows your radio station to do is to be able to see out over a long distance. What are the finances? When do we make capital improvements? How do we get new equipment in to serve the listenership better? 877-500-5266. Maybe you could do that $75 level and we'll send you the KBOO audio flash drive with content you simply can't get anyplace else, including the talk this morning by Cornel West, along with W.E.B. Du Bois, Ward Churchill, Molly Ivins, Ken Kesey, Pete Seeger, Judy Berry, and many of the patron saints of KBOO. And the reason we're able to do this is because listeners just like you say to yourself, this doesn't happen without me, and I can engage in a wee bit of checkbook activism. I can actually give the equivalent of pennies, nickels, and dimes, and I can be a real force for social change, for progressive social change and justice in my community and indeed in the world. Imagine that calling 877-500-5266 can bring about so much goodness. Yesterday we were talking about the cascading reaction of goodness. And of course, some of these are very disturbing topics when we talk about the fact that Black Lives Matter, when we talk about who's being gunned down in the streets, when we talk about fat cats getting off of their crimes and little people like us going to jail. I know that can be enraging, but we also bring you art and humor and indeed nudity. And all of these things are woven together to make real information that's made by real people with real voices. It's not stock. It's not ginned up by commercial interests, simply trying to get you to whiten teeth and freshen breath. It's actually trying to bring you so many different experiences from all different kinds of cultures and communities with different viewpoints and different attitudes. We've been trying to say over and over again, remind you that we strip away the costume and the affectation, we strip away the language, we strip away the color and the flavor, and we find humans, piles and piles of humans who are listening, and you're not alone. You're not alone. There are so many people listening, and we're hoping that right now you'll join in and do more than just listen. Maybe you'll give a small amount of your hard-won currency to make sure that these voices have an outlet and that the people's airwaves continue to belong to the people. 877-500-5266. I know you are inundated with requests for very, very valuable organizations, but consider if you're only going to support one, you can support an organization that is bringing you political, moral, and artistic integrity. Consider that you can support an organization that is an electronic bulletin board for all the progressive social change, social justice work that's going on around race, around gender, around class. Consider that when you call 877-500-KABU, that you can support an organization that has withstood the test of time, almost 24 million commercial-free minutes and counting. Consider that when you support an institution like KABU, you're supporting a music library that has been researched and culled from all over the world, bringing you real music made by real people, not just a few, little pop tunes that they keep going on and on about. All of these things happen when you're supporting KABU. We're getting ready to hand it back to D-May. In the meantime, we'd still like to hear from a few of you. There are a couple of phone lines open, and we'd like to give away a couple pairs of tickets to see Threesome. I know that's going to be a really fabulous production. $90 will get you those tickets. Also, $90 will get one pair of tickets to Tribes at Artist Repertory Theater. By any means necessary, as I hand it back to D-May and Stage and Studio, call right now, 877-500-5266.
And I want to encourage everybody to call that number or go online at kabu.fm and show your support for Stage and Studio for arts programming, arts coverage all throughout the Portland and beyond area. And so I really encourage those who have gotten tickets in the past, who have won tickets, and you know, think of this as a crowdfunder. You know, this is your time to show your support for the show as well as for all of KABU's arts programming, because there's a lot of arts programming on KABU. I'm D-May Roberts, Stage and Studio. With me in the studio are Triangle Productions' Don Horn. Hello.
Hello, young lady.
And Wendy Westerwell. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome back from Becoming Dr. Ruth. And I want to welcome you both back to Stage and Studio. Now,
thank you.
Becoming Dr. Ruth was an off-Broadway play in 2013 about the famed sex therapist who had her own show on radio for many, many years. We all know who Dr. Ruth is.
Right.
But I didn't know there was a one-woman show about Dr. Ruth till you brought it to our attention.
Right. Well, I didn't bring it. My friend Donald Horn from Triangle Productions.
He said,
I have something for you. And it was amazing because like many others, I only thought of her as talking about sex and how to and how not to, different things. And what I learned was an enormous amount about her life, and I feel completely differently about her now that I know how she was brought up and why she's an why she is in sex education.
A lot of respect. There's a lot of respect.
Did you see the show, Don, or did you hear about it?
No,
first?
What happened was is that I, as you know, I look at shows all the time. I'm constantly looking for shows. And this sounded just remarkable because people don't know who she is, really. And the background of Dr. Ruth is amazing. And when I started reading the background of who she was and what happened to her, I thought this has to be seen. And I'm a historian by nature anyway. So this, to me, talked about her birth all the way to, she's 86 today. You know, she'll be 87 in June. And I really felt like this one show could, Wendy could whip it in shape and make it something.
Well, I must say, Wendy, after seeing photos of you as Dr. Ruth, the resemblance is uncanny.
I know, it's not.
It's like you're channeling her.
Really weird.
It's
the wig. It's the wig.
I mean, if you compare her photo with, her actual photo with yours,
I know.
You know, it'd be interesting in a lineup or something.
Fortunately, we did the photographs after I had been working on her for a while. And I have to embody her because she's the only person that I've ever done on stage that is still alive and was a real person.
Right. Except you've done Sophie Tucker.
Well, Sophie Tucker was long gone.
Right.
And there was there's an enormous amount of footage about her. But this is different. I had to get her voice and her body, and all during the rehearsal Don said, I still see Wendy. You know, you have to get rid of her, Wendy. And I said, Donald, you know, how am I we went back and forth like we do. And then finally one day she just came into my body. I just watched Ghost, and you know how when Whoopi Goldberg goes, "Woo, what'd you do to your hair?" And when that man comes into her body, that's sort of what happened with me with Dr. Ruth.
Well, we also talked to Dr. Ruth last Sunday, a week ago Sunday. And it was great, too, because she would say, Wendy'd say, can you tell us this word? And so she'd say it. And then she said her name that she made it. Wendy say it. She made me say it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
So I understand you did talk to Dr. Ruth for a long time.
She wanted
to
talk.
A whole half hour.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was mind-boggling and amazing and a gift from God. Yeah. I could not believe. It was like, we know she's alive, right? But you just don't expect to be talking to her. It's like something unearthed, and there she was, and she was so sweet to me. You know, because Don kept saying, well, we don't want to bother. She says, no, that's fine. My driver's not going to be picking me up for 20 minutes. Ask anything you want. And Wendy, I love the way you say Carola. This is a very difficult word to say. Your accent, I love it. I like the way you look, and I am very proud of you doing it. Thank you very much. So she was...
You sounded just like her.
I know.
As far as my memory,
isn't
I haven't
that
heard
weird?
Her in years.
No, actually, but, yeah. And the phlegm I have from this show, don't ask. Every morning, between me and Billy Crystal, we have the phlegm from our people. But she was incredible, and Don was so thrilled to talk to her too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm amazed that she wanted. You know, I guess she feels very. It's her personal story. Did she have much involvement?
She did. I want to tell you, I called her personal assistant. And it's funny because the top of the show, she calls Pierre. And so I called the number and it goes, hello, this is Pierre. And I can't say it on the line. Mm. But I was so shocked to hear the man that, you know, she works on every day and works with. And he's written a couple books with her. So you have this, play that is present day, that these people are still alive. You get to talk to them and you get to kind of ask them questions. Like in the show, we never really hear about their children as they grow up. And so I asked her, I said, is it okay if we ask? Oh, yes, but we have a private life. My children have a separate life than I do. And they're all educators. Every one of her children and, you know, that she and her grandchildren, except for two that are just 17 and 12, really are educators because of her father.
And I think it's important. I was just talking to Donald. I think it's super important to know that she really didn't talk about sex. She was a sex educator. Mm. So, yes, she talked about the subject of sex, but she said, I wanted to be an educator. I am an educator. I'm not a medical doctor, and I did not do therapy. I'm here to educate. And that was the whole point of her. That's what she does. And she says that the reason that she is a sex therapist, there's a Hebrew expression, tikkun olam. It means repairing the world, tikkun olam, repairing the world. And she said, I never thought it would be through sex therapy, but this is my way. I am an orphan of the Holocaust. It is my obligation because 1,500,000 children did not survive, and I did. So she found her way to give back.
How did she get into being a six, I mean, into the subject itself, well, and on the radio?
Really, really fast. I'll tell you, really, really fast. Three marriages, her last marriage, love of her life, Fred Westheimer. She had two children. She took a part-time job at Planned Parenthood. It was there that she decided she wanted to be in sex education because she did a survey of all these women in Harlem and heard about the choices they had made and, most important, the ones they hadn't. She got her doctorate at 42 years old. After she got her doctorate, she saw Helen Singer Kaplan, who wrote the New Sex Therapy. She started studying with her at Cornell. She became part of the Institute. She decided she wanted to be a sex therapist. One day, the community affairs managers from all the radio stations in New York asked if she would talk to them about the need for sex therapy. She went and talked to them. After she talked to them, they gave her her own show on WYNY for 15 minutes on a Sunday night. And she says, the rest is history.
So in becoming...
And that is, in a nutshell, exactly how it happened.
Is there a section in the play where you take questions from the audience?
No.
Because you're so interactive and
you're so good at
improv.
No, I don't do any improv in this show.
There are actual... recorded them, but they're phone-ins.
Right, so there is a call-in.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yep. Oh, perfect.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Wendy, you know, this is our membership drive at KBOO, and I was wondering, if Dr. Ruth were here, let's channel her for a second.
Uh-oh.
How would she give KBOO a testimony?
KBOO? All right. Here's first what I would say. That I think the good thing about KBOO is they don't take sides. She says, I am not political. I want the world to get along. She doesn't take sides. So I would say that one thing is great about KBOO, they give everyone a chance to speak. There's the Yiddish hour, there's the Palestinian hour, there's the Italian hour, there's every hour you can think of, and you give money to everything you love. Now I, surprising enough, love the in the morning, 6 o'clock, I'm an early riser, and I listen to that couple that makes all the mistakes and says everybody's name wrong, but I love them, and they play the hillbilly music. I love it, and I love all the different international stuff, and I think that people that listen to KBOO owe KBOO a debt, so give a few dollars. It wouldn't kill you. Less Starbucks.
It wouldn't kill you.
No.
Less Starbucks.
That's right.
Well, I want to talk. Thank you so much, Wendy Westerwill, for channeling Dr. Ruth. And I want to talk to you and Don Horn more about becoming Dr. Ruth. The show runs through February 28th at Triangle Productions at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza. That's located at 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. For tickets, call 503-239-5919 or visit trianglepro.org and check out their new website. And I have all of that info at stageandstudio.org. Let's check in with membership Central, because we do have some tickets to becoming Dr. Ruth.
Oh, Justin? good.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much. Oi, the phlegm on this one. I just wanted to say real quickly that KBOO, I like to think KBOO is repairing the world as well. So this is very wonderful to be participating in a very sexy stage and studio today. We're asking you to call 877-500-5266 to start or renew your membership. If you do that at $70 level, we've got a few pairs of tickets to see Becoming Dr. Ruth, and that's running through February 28th, 877-500-5266, and a $70 contribution to the Mighty 90.7 gets you to see that show. Now, I'd like to mention also, we still have some tickets to Threesome. You could make this a very sexy month of stage viewing.
It is Valentine's Week. You know?
It is Valentine's Day week. I was also going to suggest that at $160, you could go to both of those programs. You could see becoming Dr. Ruth and Threesome when you called up 877-500-5266 to support a very sexy stage and studio and a real honest-to-goodness mission to repair the world through art, through artistic integrity, through moral integrity, and through political integrity. And that's why we're reminding you that the only way this goes out to the whole world is because you answer the call by making the call. 877-500-5266. Maybe you could do $160 and we could send you to Becoming Dr. Ruth and Threesome, or you could do $180 and go to both Tribes by Artistic Repertory Theater and a Threesome at Portland Center Stage. Look, we can mix and match. Call us up and talk about it. You know, we got a lot. The place is lousy with theater tickets right here.
Lousy?
But that means good. Many of them. The place is lousy with tickets. That means come on and get yourself some. 877-500-5266. Thank you so much to Jay in North Portland, who renewed his membership, his or her membership. A little hard to tell, but we don't care. We don't place...
This is cable. It doesn't matter.
That's right. We don't place an extra stock in gender here. 877-500-5266. This has been an amazing morning of programming from Cornell West all the way through to Becoming Dr. Ruth. I mean, you can't catch up. You can't tune away. You're riveted. You're sitting here and you're going, my goodness,
what's
gracious.
Going on next?
Is that nudity on the radio? You're damn straight it is. 877-500-5266.
Well, you'll never know if we're nude
5266. Well, be nude on the radio like everyone is watching. I believe that's, and I'm sure Dr. Ruth would say that. In fact, my favorite line, I'm hoping that I get to hear this line. My favorite line I ever heard Dr. Ruth utter was, happy masturbating. And, you know, you just can't beat that. I think you're allowed to say that.
I don't think you can say that. D.M.A. Roberts almost had a heart attack. You can say, she says good night and have good sex.
That's it.
And okay. My friend David Weissman says, why don't you say masturbate? And I said, it's not in the script.
Well, I'm going to hand it back to everyone in there. In the meantime, let's give away some
what
of these tickets.
Here?
This is really, really fabulous. We're asking you to get involved right now. As I hand it back to a very sexy stage and studio, call right now, toll free, 877-500-KBOO.
And it is Love, Sex, and Therapy here. I'm D.M.A. Roberts, stage and studio with Wendy Westerwell and Don Horn of Triangle Productions, Becoming Dr. Ruth. And frankly, if you haven't seen Wendy perform a one-woman show, this is your chance to see such a versatile, amazing veteran actress do her thing, because it's unlike anyone else in Portland, I guarantee that. And I mean that,
Thank
Wendy.
You, very
you
much.
Really have a, you just have this full range about you.
Thank
and
you.
It almost seems like effortless.
Oh boy, that's not true.
I know, but it's
you can't
like
imagine
that.
The unbuttered popcorn I've been crunching on during this one. This was the to me the toughest script to
really?
Learn.
Really?
Yeah, because I've done my own work. They've all been loves of my life, and I've worked with Don for many years, and I adore him. He and I work together like a dance. It's beautiful, and he is such a gifted director, and one day I was in tears. He said, stop it, you stop crying right now and get on with it. And I left out, it's so mean. And then of course he's not mean to me, because he wants the best. And he said to me, Wendy, this is unlike anything you've ever done. You have to become her. And I thought, excuse me, I'm really good. And then I realized, this is really tough. And we finally hit it. And I'm very proud of it, and I'm thrilled with the audiences. And I just hope people come to see it, because it's not about sex. It's about, which there's nothing
it's about
wrong
her life.
There's
too.
Nothing wrong with
right.
sex,
and her transitions.
From what I can remember. All I can say is I think that it's honoring this amazing woman who still every day at almost.
She still practices as a yeah. sex therapist.
Oh, yes.
And she has a blog.
I'd love to come to your show, Don and Wendy. It's so fantastic. But I have to teach. I'm teaching at Columbia on Tuesday. I have classes all week.
Yeah.
Wow.
No joke.
And she's 86?
Yeah.
She's going to be 87 June 4th.
No, that's
Well,
amazing.
I remember something else. People came up to me after the show and say, Dr. Ruth is 4'7 and Wendy's 5'4. How do you make her look like Dr. Ruth so in the little. Height. And there's illusions on stage, but you can only do so much illusion. Wendy really takes that body of, you know, Dr. Ruth and makes it work. And
you actually look shorter to me today. Than
yeah, I know. I've I am older.
Well, no, I'm just saying. 67,
I am shriveling.
Embodying Dr. Ruth.
I am shriveling. No, don't. Hey, listen, being shriveled, I embrace it.
This is an acting compliment.
I'm embracing the shriveled.
Embracing the shriveled.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm saying that's also a compliment to the actors, too, because a lot of times you see an actor on stage and you want to go, they're supposed to be, but they're not. But I'll try to believe them.
I just seeing her pictures, you know.
I hope you come.
Yeah.
Maybe you can
definitely.
Come
and I hope everybody does.
I do, too.
And get these tickets.
The audiences have been, it's like, you know, it's like? It's like they open their arms. And they carry me through the show, and the love that I get from them, the smiles, it's just delicious. And I love doing this show. I am so honored to do Dr. Ruth. I am. I fell in love with her when I talked to her on the phone.
Well, do you have a piece that you could do from the show?
Do you want
for
me to
us?
Do this?
Sure,
thing?
Let's do this. Yeah.
Okay. So
set it up for us.
Okay. She says, I don't. You'll see. I think it's be okay. So she's packing to leave her. I won't tell you why she's packing, but she's packing. After 36 years in the same apartment, just, you know, I have written many books, like Dr. Ruth's Guide to Dummies and Sex, Dr. Ruth Talks to Kids, and I even have a board game. It's called the Dr. Ruth Game for Good Sex. Did you ever play it? There are little pawns and sex clinic cards, and you move around the board and collect arousal points. Did you play it, D-May? No?
No.
Oh, I thought you had, but I'll give you one. The game is fun and educational. Isn't it, Donald? You've played it.
Oh, yeah, I played it.
And did you know that only 30% of women have orgasm during sex, D-May?
Only 30? Really?
Only 30%.
Wow.
It's too bad. The Talmud says that a husband owes his wife sexual satisfaction. That is in the Talmud. And it even specifies a timetable for sexual union. It says for wealthy men, intercourse every day. For working men, twice a week. For donkey drivers, once a week. For camel drivers, once in 30 days. And for sailors, once in 6 months. I told my daughter, don't ever marry a sailor. But you know, D-May, I will tell you one thing. In the Jewish tradition, sex have never been shameful. It is a celebration of love. And as I said before, the phrase, tikkun olam, repairing the world. And I just want to say that there are many ways to repair the world. Love, sex, caring for people, that's the number one. So I will see you. But in the meantime, I should say goodbye to you and everyone to have good sex and a little oatmeal.
And a little oatmeal. What
so they can stay regular and everything will be great.
Well, that's Wendy Westerwell performing a piece from Becoming Dr. Ruth. And I have the photo of Wendy holding the Game of Good Sex box. It comes in a box, and it's on stageandstudio.org if you want to see that.
And I own it now.
And you own that, yeah. In the time remaining, Don, what's it like to watch Wendy transform?
Well, it was interesting because Wendy does say, and I did push her heavily, and I said, I don't see Dr. Ruth. I don't see Dr. Ruth. Quit being Wendy. And even on preview night before we went on, I said, no, I don't want to see any Wendyisms on stage. And Wendy goes, oh, it's so hard. I love seeing an actor of her caliber transform herself because what happens is that the audience gets a buy-in if you're that good. And every night people have come out and said, wow. To me, that says a lot about the character, but also about the person she's playing and who the person she is. I'm very proud of her.
Well, becoming
Thank
Dr.
You,
Ruth.
Donald.
Becoming Dr.
We
Ruth.
Never love each other, so this is a time
we
when we
love
can find
each other.
The show runs through February 28th at Triangle Productions at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy in Portland. And for tickets, call 503-239-5919 or trianglepro.org or stageandstudio.org for more info. Don Horn, Wendy Westwell, thank you so much for coming here. And
well, thank you
for becoming Dr. Ruth for
it's
us.
It's my
Wendy.
Pleasure. Thanks for being such an amazing support.
And thanks for having us.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
It.
And that's it for Stage and Studio. I'm D-May Roberts. And thank you to my engineer, Tammy Dean. Thank you so much for today. And one last time, I urge you to call 877-500-5266 or go to kbu.fm to renew or become a member and show your support for Stage and Studio. It's been 17 years, folks. This is my 17th year. So wow. If you won tickets before and are an artist that's been featured on the show, just plain like us, okay? Just like us by giving, showing your support and becoming a member. And call now at 1-877-500-5266 or kbu.fm, give online. I'm going to check in with Membership Central and to hear the phones ring one last time.
Thanks so much, D-May. What a privilege to get to participate in a very sexy stage and studio today. Right now, I'm hoping that you will call in these waning minutes, toll-free, 877-500-5266. Right now, I'd like to consider hearing from a KBOO benefactor. That's someone who'd be willing to give $1 a day this year, and then we could send you to all of these shows. I know there are some arts patrons who are listening right now and listen religiously, well, or ecumenically, regularly to D-May and Stage and Studio. If you could give that $1 a day, we can send you to Threesome, Tribes, Becoming Dr. Ruth, and the film A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. All of those tickets would be yours if you could start a monthly deduction. And let's see, how much would that be? That would be approximately $30 a month. It is not a bank buster. It's really what keeps arts programming alive. 877-500-5266. And if a dollar a day is a bit too much for you, we understand that. We have tickets to the film for $60. We have tickets to Becoming Dr. Ruth for $70. We have tickets to Threesome for $90. You can mix and match and put it together yourself. But the real thank you is the programming and the kind of expertise that D-May Roberts brings to Stage and Studio tirelessly every week. And you've grown to rely on it. You would notice if it wasn't there. So please, we notice when you're not there, dear listeners. Call right now and make that phone ring. 877-500-5266. It has truly been a privilege to participate during this morning's fabulous programming, and there's room for more of you aboard the mighty 90.7. 877-500-5266. And D-May's and I'm out.
Hi, my name is Pauline.
And I'm her brother Arnold.
Our mom volunteers at KBOO. She's just one of the 500 volunteers that keep the station running.
Thank you for listening to KBOO and supporting the station.
You are a member, right?
If you're listening to the station, you should be a member.
Remember, it's community radio, and you're part of the community.
It isn't fair for other people to pay your way.
Yeah, remember, that's not a good example for us kids. Remember, we're all in it together.
Now, I know money's tight. My mom won't let me get a PlayStation 2, even though I like PlayStation 2s. She says they make you dumb, plus they're expensive.
Well, here's something that's neither. It's called a KBOO membership. And you owe it to yourself and to the community to become a member now.
Or renew your existing membership. Just call 503-232-8818. Or 1-877-500-KBOO.
And thanks for supporting KBOO.
And KBOO, thanks you, all of us down here. Thank you for supporting community radio. This is KBOO Portland. It's 12 o'clock, and it's time for Buscando America. But first, we have one little short message, and then this noon news in